South Dakota Real Estate Headlines. SD Building Permit Guide, What Realtors Need to Know About Local Codes. Permit Velocity published a concise guide covering South Dakota's decentralized building codes, architect requirements, and local permit processes for contractors and design professionals. Real estate professionals need to understand these local permitting variations to accurately advise clients on project timelines, costs, and feasibility across different SD jurisdictions. Review the full guide at opad.permitvelocity.com/resources/South/South Dakota Buildings Permits Codes and Licensing to familiarize yourself with permit requirements in your market areas. South Dakota Real Estate Headlines. New South Dakota Property Records Search Tool centralizes deeds, liens, and owner data. PropertyChecker.com has launched a dedicated South Dakota portal that aggregates property records searches, including owner information, deeds, permits, purchase history, tax records, loans, and liens in one place. Real estate professionals in SD can streamline due diligence and client research without toggling between multiple county databases or recorder offices. Bookmark https://southdakota.propertychecker.com/ for faster property record lookups on your next listing or transaction. South Dakota Real Estate Headlines SD Commission Rates in Focus, What Redfin's 2024 Guide Reveals for Local Agents. Redfin published a comprehensive guide explaining South Dakota real estate commission structures, typical costs, and the factors that influence rates in 2024. Understanding current commission benchmarks helps SD agents competitively price their services and transparently communicate value to clients in an evolving market. Review Redfin's breakdown to ensure your commission structure aligns with 2024 SD market expectations. South Dakota Real Estate Headlines. Hand County Assessor's Office names Jamie Russell as Director of Equalization. Jamie Russell serves as Director of Equalization and Zoning Administrator for the Hand County Assessor's Office in South Dakota. Real estate professionals working in Hand County should know the key contact for property assessments, equalization, and zoning matters. Save the Hand County Assessor's Office contact for valuation and zoning questions. hpchandcountysd.gov/department/assessors-office/. South Dakota Real Estate Headlines, South Dakota Commission Rates, What Pros Need to Know for 2026. A new guide breaks down what sellers pay in real estate commission in South Dakota and how they can save. Understanding current commission trends helps SD agents competitively position their services and communicate value to clients. Review the full commission breakdown to stay informed on pricing expectations in your market. hate/anytimeestimate.com/home-selling/average-real-estate-commission-rate/South-Dakota/. South Dakota Real Estate Updates. SD Department of Revenue Property Tax Resources available online. The South Dakota Department of Revenue provides individuals with information on property taxes through its website. Real estate professionals in SD can direct clients to this official resource to help them understand property tax obligations and timelines during transactions. Bookmark https://ddor.sd.gov/individual/taxes/property-tax as a client reference tool. South Dakota Real Estate Updates. SD Register of Deeds, Key Essentials for Real Estate Value and Deed Transfers. The South Dakota Department of Revenue has published guidance covering essentials for registers of deeds relating to real estate value, deed transfers, and sequence numbers. Real estate professionals in SD rely on accurate transfer documentation to close transactions and verify property records. Review the full Register of Deeds Essentials at dorsd.gov/government/register-of-deeds to ensure compliance with current recording requirements. South Dakota Real Estate Updates. SD Property Tax Portal launches for statewide tax data access. South Dakota has launched sdproptax.info, a centralized online portal for property tax information. Real estate professionals in SD can now streamline due diligence and client consultations with a single statewide tax resource rather than navigating multiple county systems. Bookmark sdproptax.info to quickly verify property tax details during transactions and appraisals. South Dakota Real Estate Updates. South Dakota commission rates edge above national average, 2026 survey finds. A February 2026 survey of local real estate agents found the average real estate commission in South Dakota is 5.84%, slightly above the national average of 5.70%. local agents should benchmark their own fee structures against this rising statewide average to remain competitive in the South Dakota market. Review the full survey data at list.clever.com/average-real-estate-commission-rate-South-Dakota/. Background and context. The HOA documents that matter when buying a condo. Beyond the standard CCNRs, four documents predict future assessment risk. The reserve study: is the association underfunded? The most recent two annual budgets, delinquency report, what percent of owners are behind, and any pending litigation. A reserve study funding ratio below 30% is a yellow flag. Below 10% is red. Special assessments in underfunded associations routinely run $10,000 to $50,000 per unit and arrive with little notice. The reserve study is a legally required disclosure in most states, but most buyers never ask for it. Request the reserve study and delinquency report in writing during your diligence period. Background and context. When and how to appeal a property tax assessment. Most SD jurisdictions allow appeals in a narrow annual window after assessments mail. The strongest appeals lead with three comparable sales from within 6 months and a half-mile radius and explicitly address why the subject differs from the assessor's comp set, typically condition, location, or improvements that were overcounted. Successful appeals reduce the assessed value for the appeal year and often reset the baseline for future years. Even a 10% reduction compounds over a decade of ownership. Mark your assessment mailing date in your calendar and start gathering comps 60 days before. Background and context. Why most small business owners overbuy commercial space? The buy versus lease decision for owner-occupants leans on three factors. Most spreadsheets undercount. 1. Tenant improvement amortization that leaseholders expense and owners capitalize. 2. Opportunity cost of the down payment. 3. The fact that most growing businesses outgrow space in 5 to 7 years and end up subleasing the wrong building. The ownership creates equity intuition is real, but smaller than the operational flexibility cost for businesses still finding their footprint. A 5-year lease is often cheaper than a 10-year mortgage on the wrong square footage. Run the buy versus lease analysis with a 7-year horizon and include relocation costs in both columns.